Okay, today's daf is, I usually start with okay, I've gotten that in the past. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Hei. Shabbos Chaf Hei, and we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start right after the Mishnah. Right after the Mishnah, the Mishnah discussed lighting with Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. This whole parak is lighting different areas of lighting on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontif, on Yontif. Chanukah came up along the way. We finished the Chanukah Gemaras, but we still have a lot to go related. We got some Agadata in this parak coming up about the death of David HaMelech. We have all the Hillel and Shammai Gemaras. That's all in Baba Malikin. It's an exciting parak in the world of Maseches Shabbos. So today, though, is a halachic Gemara related to the first line of the Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah had said that we do not like with light with Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. Somebody has Truma Tameya. Truma became Tame, and it's in oil form. You can't use that to light on Yontif. The question is, why not? Emelik b'Truma Tameya on Yontif. So ask the Gemara my time, huh? The last line we did yesterday, Lefisha ain't surfing Kachim b'Yontif, because one is not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. And the last thing we discussed yesterday was, we just asked about Truma, and you're telling me about Kachim. That's Tosfos's question. How do we make the jump? There's a halach, you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif, that makes sense, because one is not allowed to get benefit from kachim. You're only allowed to do a malacha, burning, lighting fire on yantif, if I get some type of benefit. If I'm not getting any benefit, I'm not allowed to do it. So kachim, I understand, when I burn a carbon that became pasul, I can't get any benefit from it. Truma tameya, I'm allowed to get benefit from. If I'm a kohen, and by mistake, you know, a neighbor came over, you know, and all of a sudden said, hey, how you doing? Oh, what is this? Yummy. Like, oh, you tummy, you touched it. Truma tameya, what am I allowed to... First of all, does he have to pay me for it? That's a good question. Was he mazik? But I'm still allowed to benefit from it. Truma tameya, it's called hana'a shel kilui. As it gets burned, I'm allowed to benefit from it, from its warmth, from its light. So ask Tosfos, how can you make the connection between, you can't burn kachim on yantif, fine, you can't get benefit. What about truma tameya? How could you make that extension? So Tosfos gives two answers, which we ran through. Tosfos has a lumdish answer, b'shem the Riva, that since inherently it's defined as Sreifas Truma, you're right, there's a byproduct, a side benefit of Hana'ah. But because the Hana'ah is not really what you're supposed to, that's not the ikar of the burning, so that's why it's not defined as a Sreifa of Hana'ah. We quote this here on the side of the Gemara, it says, Ayin Rashi in Beis Adav Chav Zayin, Rashi there says, once the Torah demands that the truma be burned, that itself gives it special halachic significance as an act of burning, what's called achshaveh, and therefore we can't do it on yantif. Okay, that's the last thing we discussed yesterday. But today we get into the next section. Minani mili. How do we know this? So we just spoke about the svara. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif. How do we know? Is there a pasuk in the Torah that says you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif? Says the Gemara. Amar, three answers. Amar Chizkia, v'chein tana dvei Chizkia, Amar kra, v'lo sosiru mimenu ad boker. Do not leave it over until the morning. V'hanoser mimenu ad boker. And if you leave it over until the morning, seems like an extra phrase. Don't leave it over to the morning. If you did, dot, dot, dot. The Torah could have said that. The Torah didn't just say if you did. Don't leave it to the morning. If you left it, till the morning. There's another morning in there that doesn't have to be there. Shein tamalomer ad boker. Ma tamalomer ad boker. What is that extra phrase? Ba'akasav li tein lo boker sheini lisreifaso. To give us an extra boker. Don't burn it that morning. The morning of Yantif. You have to wait till the next morning. Chalamoed. Or after Yantif in order to burn it, right? This is talking about the Karban Pesach, which is the first night of Pesach. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed. There is an interesting Rashi, even before we get to the second approach. Rashi on the question of Minoha Nimili. Rashi says, what would have been the Hava Mina that it should have been allowed? The Gemara searches for a Makar. How do you know it's Aser? Why? Without a Pasuk, what would I have said? Rashi says, I would have said it's Mutter. Why? Says Rashi, Minani Mili, De Ein Sarfin, De E Lomim Ma'it Lakra. If the Pasik wouldn't have been Mema'it, if there wouldn't be a specific exclusion, Islam Lamemar, Lacey Asay, De Ba'esh Tisrofu, The Yitches Losase Komalacha. Asay Docha Losase. There's a mitzvah asay of burning the carbon, mitzvah Losase of doing Malacha on Yatif, Asay Docha Losase. That's what I would have said without the pasuk. That's what the Gemara is bothered. Minani mili. You should say it's mutter. You shouldn't say it's aser. Asi docha lo sasei. We'll get to that more in the Gemara, but that is... Well, we're going to get to that.
That's how Rashi got it.
Oh, so I'm saying, but Rashi already answered... Okay, but the first two answers don't relate to that.
Yeah.
So the third answer. But if you look in the Rashba right here has a different question than your question on Rashi. The Rashba says, Ase doche los ase? We're going to say the ase of burning kadshim should be doche the los ase of yadav. 1 minute. When do we say ase doche los ase? E'efsher l'kayim shnehem. When you can't do both. Ase doche los ase. The Gemara says, Mila b'tzaras. Later on in the 19th parak, of Oza de Mila. It's one of the main sugyas of ase doche los ase. So the Gemara there says, if a baby is born and he has a tzaras spot on his foreskin, right, which is a raya that it's not just purely for Lashon Hara. Right, he didn't speak Lashon Hara in the first 3 days of life. So he has a meal on his foreskin. So what do? There's an Issa Daraisa to cut off Saras. He's Shomer B'negat Saras. But the halacha is, you have a choice. The assay of meal is Docha the Los assay of Saras. So there are examples. But when do you say Assay Docha Los assay? When E'efsha L'kayim Shneim. You don't have a choice. You can't do meal without cutting off Saras. So you say Assay Docha Los assay. But here, ask the Rashba and Rashi, what's the Havamina? E'efsha L'kayim Shneim, wait till tomorrow. Just burn it tomorrow. That's not E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. It's not even seeing the Havamina. Ask the Rashba. V'iketakashule. V'tevi nami sreifas kachim. So I have a chul. Akati hechi avi dachi hayasei lalosasei. To ha'ef shalahamtin l'machu l'kayim I say. Like Rish Lakish says later on. To call makam shadamoti hasei v'losasei. If you can do both, fine. If not, tasi docha losasei. So what's the Havamina? Just wait till tomorrow. So the Rashba quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban, with the Yesod Gadol. The Ramban says that when do we say Efshar or Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem? You look at right now. Right now, could you do both? No, Asi Docha Lo Sase. Doesn't bother me. You could wait till tomorrow. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want to do it right now. B'lo Amar Reish Lakish Achi Elahecha De Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem Achshav B'lo Dechias Lo Sase. The fact that I have to delay Aval hecha de lo efshar l'kayim asay hayom ela b'dechias lo sasay e efshar l'kayim ashneim mikri shahari e efshar l'kayim anachshav. You look at the here and the now. That is what the Ramban says. And if you think about what we've discussed in the past, this could be the Ramban l'shitaso. Discussed, I think maybe even last week or 2 weeks ago. And I remember when we discussed the sugya of ishtapach chamime. Right, we discussed it earlier on Daf Yotes. The case of the Machlokas Ramban and the Baal Amar. In the olden days, they used to think you had to wash the baby with hot water after the Mila. So they always used to, let's say you do it on Shabbos, do Mila on Shabbos, so you warm up the water before Shabbos, you have it ready, after the Mila you wash the baby. What happens, asked the Rishonim, if the water spilled out? The hot water spilled out. So now, I have to mal the baby Shabbos morning, knowing that after I mal the baby, I'm going to have to boil up water, violating an Isser de Oraisa, because the baby's besakana. Am I allowed to do that? Says the Baal Hamar, no. Push off the Mila. Unbelievable. You push off the Mila. You have a mitzvah Mila. The Baal Hamar says you're not allowed to do something that's going to put you into a situation that you're going to have to violate Isurin, even though then it's going to be sakana sefashis. No, you have to take a long-term view of mitzvos. You don't just look at it. The Ramban says there ain l'mitzvah el shaito. You look at it right now. Right now you have a mitzvah meal in front of you. Do the mitzvah. 10 minutes from now. Oh, it's sakana sefashis. I have to warm up hot water. That's fine. You'll have a heter then. You don't have to worry about what's going to be in 10 minutes from now. Right now you look at. So it's the Ramban l'shitaso. Just like the Ramban there says, you look at right now, is a mitzvah, good, don't worry about 10 minutes from now, so too here, Ase Docha Lo Sase. Could you do the Ase now? No, E'efshar L'Kayim Shneim. So it could be the Ramban L'Shitaso in the two sugyas. Okay, we continue. So that was the question of the Gemara. So the first answer is Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah tells us that it's based on the Pasuk by Karban Pesach. Number two, Abaya Amar. Amar Krab, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Yantif. The Ola of Shabbos could be burned b'Shabbato, but not the Ola of Chol of weekday or the Olas Chol on Yantif. Olas Chol is not allowed to be burned on Shabbos or Yantif. So that's the mucker of burning kachim that are not a chova of the day on Shabbos or Yantif. Rava Amar, third approach. Amar Kra, there's four answers, I'm sorry. Third, now, Amar Kra, Hu levado ye'aseh lachem. This alone you could do. Hu, and we darshin, Hu velo machshirin, only actual avoda or an act that's required on Shabbos or Yontav is allowed, velo machshirin, not the preparatory stages. Machlokas tanaim, but we paskin. Mila is docha Shabbos, but sharpening the knife is not docha Shabbos. You could have done that beforehand. All the preparatory stages of Mila are not Docha Shabbos, only the actual Mila, not the Machshirin. Levado, velo Mila Shalob Ismana, and velo Mila Shalob Ismana, da Asi Bakal. And also, Livado teaches me, a Mila Shalob Ismana is not Docha Shabbos, which I would have said is Docha Shabbos based on a Kal Vachomer, which Rashi quotes from the Gemara later on. So the Torah is coming to teach me that Mila Shalob Ismana is not Docha Shabbos. And therefore, how does that help us? Second to last line in Rashi. Umemela shaminan mina. So too we learn from this yesod that anything that does not have to be done today, the mitzvah she'ain zmana kavua, the yachola asosa lamachar, ain adocha yatif, the huadin lashrevis kachim temeim. The Gemara doesn't say kachim temeim specifically, but the Gemara extracts, once we know that Mila Shalob Ismana is not docha Shabbos, so anything that doesn't have to be done today is not docha, including Srefas kachim. So, we know Mila Shalob Ismana is not Docha Shabbos. We could talk a lot about that. We paskin even a suffix Mila Shalob Ismana is not Docha Shabbos. Right, let's say generally a Tuesday night. A baby is born, Bein HaShmashas of a Tuesday night. So when do we do the Mila? We do the Mila the following Wednesday, not Tuesday. It's a few minutes after Shkia. We do it after Wednesday. Why? Because whenever you have a suffix, you do it, you push it off later. It's better to do the Mila on day 9 than on day 7. On day 7, it's not a Mila. Got to do something again. Day 9, okay, it's a day late. So whenever you have a suffix when to do the Mila, we always push it a day later. The problem is, what happens if it's Friday night? Friday night, baby's born 10 minutes after Shkia on Friday night. So when's the bris? Then for sure we're not going to do it the right day. But that's the halacha. We can't do it on Friday because maybe it's too early. Maybe it's day 7. We can't do it on Shabbos because maybe Friday is the right day. So the baby's born Friday night, Ben Hashmashas, we do the Mila on Sunday. Which is for sure the wrong day. It's not day 8, but ain't Brera. You don't have a choice. And if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday, then we do the Mila on Tuesday. Where the Mishnah says, even if it's a suffix, you know for sure it's 4 days late. But ain't Brera. Only a Mila, Bismana Vadai, is Docha Shabbos, not a Mila, Shalob Bismana. I think we've quoted in the past the Shita of the Taz. Maybe a well-known question of the Taz, what the Taz discusses, we know we have all these Gzeiras on Shabbos. Gzeira, no chauffeur, because you might come to carry it. Gzeira, lulav, Gzeira, all these different types of Gzeiras. Ask the Taz, why don't we make a Gzeira, you can't do Milo when it falls out on Shabbos, because, Shema, you might come to carry the knife, you might come to carry the baby. Right? Why do you make a similar Gzeira? No Milo on Shabbos. No Milo on Shabbos. Right? That's the Taz, the Rishonim already asked this question. But, so, to answer the question of maybe you might come to carry the baby, so the Rishonim say, well, no, that would only be Nisa Durabanan anyway, because of the principle of Chai no Seas Atzmo. Carrying a baby that is alive on Shabbos is a Nisa Durabanan. So, we're not worried about Nisa Durabanan. But carrying the knife could be a Nisa Daraisa. So, exactly what was just suggested, the Taz gives the answer. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to forbid something that is explicitly allowed in the Torah. Explicitly allowed. He says this in the context of Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Taz, on Rosh Hashanah we should say, you can't blow shofar. Why? Because all musical instruments are usur on Shabbos and Yontif. I can't play guitar on Yontif. I might come Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. So shofar is a musical instrument. We should forget Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah. No shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Because you might come to carry, you might come to, it's a musical instrument. It's included in that Gzeira. Says the Taz, that's impossible. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan can limit the mitzvah. The Rabbanan could say, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, don't blow. But when it falls out during the week, of course you blow. But the Rabbanan can't say, don't blow on Rosh Hashanah. It's mefurish against what it says in the Torah. If the Torah is mefurish lehetter, the Rabbanan can't wipe out that heter totally. So the Taz says the same thing here. There's an extra pasuk at the beginning of Tazria. Ubayom hashmini yimo basar alaso. We don't need that pasuk. We already know it from yesterday's parsha. We know all Hilchas Mila. The Chazal Darshan of Yom HaShmini, Afilu B'Shabbos, is as if the Torah says, do it on Shabbos. So you can't say there's a Gzeira, never do Mila on Shabbos, because it's as if the Torah says, do Mila on Shabbos. That's why the Taz, relating a little bit to Mila Bismana, Mila Shlo Bismana, that's the sugya that relates. Okay, let's continue now. Bottom line. We're almost on today's daf. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, fourth answer of how do we know that you don't burn Kachim on Yontif. So the Torah says, Shabbason asei, Bahavi liyantif asei velosa asei. Shabbason is the asay of Shabbason, asay v'avelosas v'avayileyantaf asay v'losasay v'inya asay docha es losasay v'asay. Burning kachim would be a mitzvah asay, but doing malacha on yantif is an asay and a losasay, and we hold ein asay docha losasay v'asay. So that's why it's not good enough. Those are the four answers we have. It's an interesting question of the Mishnah L'melech. Ein asay docha losasay v'asay. What if I really want to burn this kachim? I really want to do it. I know I'm not allowed to. I burn it anyway. Do I get malchus? Ein asei doche lo sase va'asei. So what does that mean? Do I get malchus? That's the Mishnah Malach Safik. So what is that question? He's not sure. Meaning, does the lo sase exist or not? And it's just, this asei is not powerful enough. This relates to the sugya, the general sugya. We had a daf beinch here about it a couple of years ago, of how do I look at the general principle of ase doche los ase. Milat saras. When I say ase doche los ase, I'm allowed to do the ase to knock off the los ase. So is that viewed as, well, in that case, there is no los ase. When the Torah says ase doche los ase, we'll get to later on, wearing tzitzis with shatnez in certain situations, it's as if the Torah is saying, in this area, the lo sase doesn't exist. An ingredient in a lo sase is when you're not doing a mitzvah. The second that you're doing a mitzvah, ase docha lo sase, the lo sase does not exist. What's called hutra. What's called the lo sase doesn't exist when you're doing the ase. The most clear formulation of this, those of you who have a complete Masechta Shabbos, is later on in the ninth parak, in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, on the bottom, clearly. We don't have so many Rebbe Nisim Gaons. He's not the Ron. Right? This is from the Gaonim. He says on the bottom, he says Hutra in the clearest of forms. He says, when Hashem gave the Torah and he gave us 365 los aseis, he put a built-in limit to the los aseis. He said, when there's a mitzvah attached to the los aseis doesn't exist. What's called Hutra. And the other approach is that, no, of course the los aseis exists. You're allowed to push it aside. You're allowed to violate it. Ase doche los ase, literally. But the los ase is still there, doesn't disappear. So Achronim say that's the question, that's the answer to the Mishnah Melech's question. The Mishnah Melech says, Ein ase doche los ase vase. So let's say you do it anyway. So if you do it anyway, so do you get malchus? So it depends. If you say approach number one, no, the los ase disappeared. You're right, there's an ase that's left. So you were mevatel on ase. There's no malchus for that. But if you say it's dechuyah, if it still exists, but you're allowed to do it, but if you did it, you're going to get malchus because you shouldn't have done it. And therefore we would say, ein asei, dochalos asei vasei, and you would still get malchus. There are a number of issues related to asei dochalos asei. We'll just mention maybe one or two, and then we'll get to the rest of the amud. There's a interesting discussion in Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan has how strong of a mitzvah do you need to say ase docha los ase? What about a voluntary mitzvah? Voluntary mitzvah. I know, women doing a zman grama. Is that mitzvah going to be strong enough to say ase docha los ase? It's one issue that's brought up, that maybe only if the los ase disappears would we say that ase is strong enough. If it's still there, maybe a mitzvah shel reshus wouldn't be strong enough. Or just one other, and then I'll mention, what if the reason that you have to use the ase docha los ase is your fault? It's your fault. It's your pshia. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Eruvin that discusses you're a Kohen, and sometimes it gets busy in the Beis HaMikdash. A lot of blood. This one is a Chattas and an Ola, and I'm doing a lot of things at once, and all of a sudden, the ones that require the Azrika of four and Azrika of one gets all mixed up. So there's halachas, what one does with a Zrika of Dalet, Zrika of one. Do you do, it's a Safi, you don't know what to do. Do you do extra Zrikas? Do you do less Zrikas? So if, you have a question? So the Tosfos in Maseches Eruvin discusses whether you're allowed to use ase docha los ase if it's your fault that you're in this situation of ase docha los ase. Again, it might be affected by this issue whether the los ase disappears or it's still there, but you're allowed to violate. Okay, so these are four answers the Gemara gives to what is the source for Ein Sarfin Kachim Biyantif. So we continue now. Says the Gemara, second line on top.
It's worthwhile noting what Rashi says here.
Okay, second line in Rashi. Va'afagav. Okay.
So, what does Rashi answer? Rashi, you mentioned the Rashi in Beta.
Right. So Rashi here is similar.
Rashi here says differently.
Right. Right, it doesn't say achshave, but he says v'afagat alakas ner biyantif malacha hamuteresu. Okay, it's important to notice the Rashi. Thank you. Says the Gemara v'afagat alakas ner biyantif malacha hamuteres. Even though halakas ner biyantif is a malacha, hoil v'havaras shar kachim sheinenim em nesarin, since other birding. Right, gamzu lo yatsa min aklal, meaning it's in the larger category. It's in the larger category. Thank you for the ha'ara. Good. Second line. B'yantif hu da'asur ha'b'chol shaper dami. But all of these makaras tell us that on yantif it's asur to burn kachim and truma. But on a weekday, ubi muta to burn it, then also get a benefit from it when it comes to truma. So now the Gemara asks the question, my taima, where's the source? How do we know that one is allowed to burn truma during the week, truma temeya, and get benefit from it? My taima, so amarav. Kishem shemitzvah lisrof kachim shenitmeu, kach mitzvah lisrof as a truma shenitmeis. We compare it, just like it's a mitzvah to burn kachim, that became tameh, so too there's a mitzvah to burn shruma, that became tameh. Let's finish the line, and then we'll see Rashi, v'yamra Torah, b'shas bi'ura te'ani mimena. And the Torah says that as you destroy it, b'shas bi'ura, you are allowed to get benefit from it. So we compare kachim to truma, and then we darshan that you're allowed to get benefit from it. How do we know, and why does one have to destroy truma shenitmes? Rashi has 2 days. Rashi in the first skinny line, mitzvah litzrof is a truma shenitma'a. Rashi says, number one, didamyo lekodesh. It's similar to kachim. And just like there's a mitzvah of sreifas kachim, so too there's a mitzvah of sreifas truma. Va'od mishum takala. And also because you don't want truma tamea lying around. Right, okay, to be a stumbling block. Right, if somebody is a Kohen, he's trying to keep tar, and there's truma tamea in the fridge, so then it's dangerous. We don't like to keep things that that are semi non kosher for us, close to us. So either dumya the kodesh or because of takala. Tosas knows there's an afkamina between these two answers, these two svaras. Tosas diber maschil kach. He quotes Rashi's second shot first. Perish bakunches bishim de lacy bele de takala. And he says, if the whole reason is the second reason, just because you might stumble and come to eat it, then it shouldn't make a difference how you destroy it. Just get rid of it, because it's just you don't want it in your house. Lafitam zenira delav dafka sreifa. Elohu adin sharbiur. Any way to get rid of it. But then he says, v'linira, but I think you should have to burn it. Because in the Mishnah, at the end of Maseches Temura, Besof Temura Ketani, there it has the whole list of all the items that have to be burned, and all the items that have to be buried. The last Mishnah is in Maseches Temura. So in the group that has to be burned is Truma Temeya. Truma Temeya, Ketani, Truma Temeya, Bahadi Anisrafin, Bektani Hasam Anisrafin, Lo Yikavru. You shouldn't bury them, you have to burn them. Alkei Nired, Desrefa Dafka, Mishim Tadami Lakodesh, Umi Durabanas. Tosas likes Rashi's first shot. Because of that Mishnah in Maseches Temura, either Darabanan or Daraisa, Ikri Kodesh, that is the discussion. What's the so Tosfos says the nafkamina between the two reasons. What's the difference by any item if I have to get rid of it? But sometimes the Torah demands that I burn it, and sometimes the Torah demands get rid of it in any way. What's the difference? Why would there be a difference if it's just about to get rid of it? Just to get rid of it, right? Where's the most common place where this comes up? Bi'achametz, first mission in the second parak of Maseches Psachim, the Gemara calls the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, right, hashpasaso b'chol davar, any way you want to get rid of it, feel free to get rid of it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't bi'achametz a little bit sreifa. And we're machmer l'chadchila like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we all burn our chametz, even though me'ikar adin we pass on like the Rabbanan. That's why, for example, on a Shabbos erev Pesach, right, we burn it the day before as a zecher, but really you could flush it, you could just get rid of it however you want. So we make a de pasken like the chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda lechadchila dumya denosar we pasken. What's the conceptual machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim? What's the issue? So Reb Chaim, there's only two Reb Chaims in Hilchas Chamis Sumatza. Reb Chaim says in Hilchas Chamis Sumatza, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, answering a question whether you consider Tashbisu, you consider the mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz a lav hanitag la'asei, whether you consider it in that category, says Reb Chaim, v'nire delodami ha-mitzvah shel tashbisu ta'ashbasasol b'chol davar la-mitzvah sreifa. Don't compare within the chachamim or within Rabbi Yehuda. The mitzvah tashbisu b'sharei ashbasos havi ikar mitzvah shelo yehei la-habaylam chametz. According to the Rabbanan, you know why you can get rid of it with any way possible? Because the point is the result of not having chametz in your house. That's the point of hashbasaso b'chol davar. You don't have to demonstratively show your destruction. That's not demanded by the Chachamim. Just get rid of it. Make sure it's not in your house. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. That's why it doesn't matter how you get rid of it. Masha Einkein, in mitzvaso besreifa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, havi mitzvah shechayo b'hachefsa shel hachametz. The tala bo din sreifa. But when it comes to ein b'yachametz el b'sreifa, I must, the Torah demands that I demonstrably do an action and show that I am getting rid of the chametz. Not just to make sure to get rid of it. It's the act that's important. It's the maisa sreifa. And the second that the maisa is important, so I have to do the most extreme way of showing that I do not want this chametz in my possession, and that is burning it. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why whenever there's a mitzvah of sreifa, so that is what is demanded, unlike, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Chaim, hashposas v'chol davar is just to get rid of it. Okay, so that might be behind this issue of Rashi and Tosfos, Truma Temeya, is there a parallel? If there's a mitzvah of sreifas kachin, that's like Rabbi Yehuda's sreifas chametz. If it's just mishum takala, just to get rid of it, so then there's nothing in the chefza, it's just to get rid of it, to make sure I don't slip up and come to eat it. Okay, we continue now. By the way, the Minchas Chinuch has also a big discussion of Tashbisu in mitzvah, that a mitzvah test, how much is it actively to get rid of it, how much is it just to make sure it's gotten rid of? Well, my nafkamina, what about before Pesach, if I have no chametz in my house? Do I have a mitzvah to buy chametz in order to destroy it? Well, let's say I have no chametz. Right, so do I have to mitzvah to buy? Let's say you have guys at yeshiva sometimes, right? They have no food in there. They have all the door. They eat in the cafeteria. They have no chametz in their dorm. Do they have a mitzvah to buy chametz in order to get rid of? Or no? I have no chametz. That's my mitzvah. It's a passive mitzvah. So that could be an issue behind Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Good. We continue. Hey, Chanam Ratora, sixth line or so.
Similar to the question whether there's a mitzvah of hadlaka.
Oh, so we're going to get to that in Tosfos and Amud Beis. We're going to get to the Rebbe's time. Excellent. Exactly. We're going to get to that on Amud Beis. So, Heichan Amar Torah. So where does the Torah say that you're allowed to get benefit from the Truma Temeya? Midir Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, number one. Says Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu Amar Kra. V'ani hinei nasati l'chas v'shmeres trumosoi. B'shtei trumos akasim edaber. That says trumosoi, plural, my trumos. We're talking about two trumos. B'shtei trumos akasim edaber. Achas truma tahora v'achas truma temeya. Whether it's truma tahora or temeya, those are the two trumos we're talking about. Yamar achmana l'cha. And the Torah says, l'cha, to you, shelacha tehei lahasika tachat tavshilech. It should be for you to heat under your tavshil. Meaning you should be able to get some benefit from it. That's the drasha, number one. V'ba yisema, second answer, midi Rabbi Yavo. Dom Rabbi Yavo, am Rabbi Yochanan. V'lo v'yarti mimenu bitamei. I did not consume it. What's the it here? Maaser sheni. I did not consume the Maaser Sheni when I was Tameh. That's part of Vidui Maisros in Parshas Kisavo. I didn't consume when I was Tameh. Mimenu iatamavir. From it, from Maaser Sheni, you are not allowed to do this. Aval atamavir shemen shel truma shenit meis. But shemen of truma that became Tameh, you are allowed to get benefit from. So that's the drasha. Only Maaser Sheni is a problem, but not truma Tameh. That's our makar. Says the Gemara, why do we exclude Truma Temeya? V'yema mimenu at iatamaver, avalatamaver, shemen shel kodesh enitma. Why do you exclude Truma Temeya? Maybe you should exclude kachim. And when you burn kachim, you should be able to get benefit. So the Gemara says, no, avkal v'chomaru? No, kachim is so much more chomor. Ma meiser hakal, if meiser sheni, which is kal, omretora lo v'yarati mimenu betamei, meiser sheni is the least stringent in the world of holy items. The least stringent. Right, it says, Amritar Loviatimena Batameh, Kodesh Chomer Lo Kol Shekein. So surely Kodesh. Surely Kachim. You can't say, oh, but Kachim, you're going to be Mako. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Ihachi Trumanami. Trum is also more Chomer than Maaser Sheni. It's not as Chomer as Kachim, but Trum is more Chomer than Maaser Sheni. Right after a tefillah, first mission Shas. Remember? After the Kohen goes to the mikvah. So he can't eat Truma until the nighttime. Maaser Sheni can eat right away. So truma is more chomer than maaser sheni too. So yachi truma nami lema kava chomer hu. So you're saying you can't exclude kachim and say kachim is mutter to get benefit from truma tamea also. So Gemara says, well, you have to exclude one of them. So we're going to exclude the less sanctified item. So now we're about to go through comparing Truma and Kachim, which is less sanctified or more sanctified. So the Gemara says, Haksiv Mimenu. It says from it, meaning that's an exclusionary term, from it and not from something else. So Umara Isa. So why do we say, what do you see to exclude Truma and not Kachim? So here we go. Mistavra Kodesh Lo Mematina. It makes sense. It's logical not to exclude Kachim. Why? Shekein Simin Panakachas. So Rashi Tevis. There are six halachas that reflect the stringent nature of Kachim. So that's why I'm not going to exclude Kachim and say it's mutter to get benefit when you burn Kachim. I'd rather exclude Truma. Because there are six halachas that make Kodesh Chamor. What are the six halachas? This is the abbreviation. Pei. So Panakachas. Pigol. Pigol is a concept that applies to Kachim. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat first. Rashi's pshat of these, and then we'll get to Tosfos. Pigol, I think I mentioned in the past, Pigol has tremendous amount of press in Shas. Dafim and dafim and dafim. Hotsa, I think, is probably number one. Hotsa b'Shabbos probably gets more dafim in Shas than any other topic. Pigol, in Zvachim and Menachis, tens and tens of dafim, all about Pigol. So, Baruch Hashem, we'll get there. We got there, Baruch Hashem, we'll get there in a number of years. Anyway, so Pigol. So pigol is, if a kohen thinks, when he's makar of a karba, that he's going to eat it or burn it chutz l'zmano. That's pigol. So if I eat that, after he does it, if I eat that, then I get karis. So pigol, nosar, if I eat something that was left over from a karban, nosar. Karban, the fact that it's called a karban, it has kedusha. Mi'ila, it's subject to the isser d'araisa of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, the isser of mi'ila. Vakaris. One gets kares if one eats any of these. Truma is only misa b'dei shamayim, which is a less stringent misa. Aser la'onein, and also kachim is aser to an onein. Unlike truma, truma is muteris to an onein. So in these six regards, kachim is more chamor, so I'd rather exclude truma and give truma the heter than to give kachim the heter. Let's just finish the line and then we'll come back to what Tosfos' comment. What? The samach is iser. Isser, pigol, noser, karban, mila, kares, aser la'onein. Right, aser la'onein. Right, it doesn't have the, right, you have to, sometimes it play, if a letter was already used up, so you got to use like the second letter.
The alpha is a silent letter.
Right, correct. So the Gemara says, adaraba, one second, it's the opposite. Truma lo matina, truma also has stringencies. Shekein machpaz, what's that? Simen, misa, what's misa? Rashi says, it's misa b'dei shamayim, it's a chumrah, it's compared to kares, it's not, but it's still a chumrah. Chomesh. Chomesh is, by truma, if I eat truma, I'm a Yisrael, if I eat truma b'shogeg, I have to pay back the kohen and add on a chomesh. Rashi says, once the karban is mutter to be eaten, fifth to last line in Rashi, kodesh mishashi is heter lakonim kitruma, v'yatzim edem ilo shuvein chomesh b'shigas achilaso. Once it's mutter for me to eat the truma, so then there's no more chomesh that's shayach to it. So misa, chomesh, ein la pidyon, there's no way to redeem it. Once something's truma, it's truma. Unless I try to go to a beach, do she'ela, but that's not, we don't assume that, we don't see that on the horizon. But there's nothing to do with truma. Kachim, you can redeem. Right? Psulei ha-mukdashim. But truma, nothing to do. Vasur lazarim, and it's usher to, a truma is usher to zarim, unlike kachim, which some kachim could eventually be motor to a Yisrael. So you see, there are chumers by truma too. Answers the Gemara, two answers. Number one, hadach lefishin. It's 6-4. Right, Kachim wins. These are more. So it's 6-4. There are more elements by Truma, by Kachim, and therefore we don't exclude Kachim. We'd rather exclude Truma and give Truma the heter of getting Hana'a when we burn it. Number one. Let's stop there for a second. Interesting, if you look back to the Amud Aleph, this is a great example of a Rishon being so influenced by a Svara that he rereads the Pshuto Shel HaGemara because he can't fathom how the Svara works. When we see pigol throughout Shas, we know what pigol is. Tosfos says here, pigol here is not what pigol means throughout Shas. Why? Because Tosfos is bothered. Whenever we have pigol, many times when we have pigol in Maseches Zvachim and Menachos, it always has a pair. We say pigol and pasul. Pigol is chutz l'zmano, when I think of something beyond its time, and pasul is chutz l'mkomo. If a kohen thinks that he's going to eat it chutz l'mkomo or do the zrika chutz l'mkomo, those always go together. Ask Tosfos, where's that second one in this list? Chutz l'mkomo, it's not here. You go from pigol to nosar. So Tosfos says, it must be pigol doesn't mean here what it means normally. Pigol means chutz l'mkomo here because I can't fathom, and nosar means what pigol usually means. Nosa means chutz lezmano. So even Tosfos acknowledges that this is very difficult, but he says, I can't fathom that these two both wouldn't be here. And he just takes out real Noser. See Tosfos on the bottom. Pigo haynu chishiv ocho chutz lemkomo. Ubechlal zev ocho chutz lechoma deloke bekachim. The Noser, chishiv ocho chutz lezmano. Vavinosa bechlal zev. And then Tosfos says, velo kemo pigol shebechol hashas. To kari pigol the chishiv lochol chutz lezmano no sir dahacha. He says don't, this is not pigol like all of shas. So Rashi would say I'd rather leave one thing out and have pigol mean pigol, and for whatever reason chutzlim koma was left out. It's a fascinating machlokas. What wins, the pshuto shel hagemara or the svara? And I'd rather read it in a dachuk way, knowing that it's dachuk, but you know the svara wins out. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Interesting. I don't know if there's any halacha lemaisa. I mean, chutzlim koma was not on the list. Good, that's the first answer given. Second line on top, v'bayaseima, kodesh chomer shekin anish kares. Maybe, even though you have these lists, but kodesh is still more chomer, because kares, compared to misa b'dei shamayim, it is a more stringent iser. See, Rashi says, why is kares chomer, adifa, de'isba, trey, chumrei, yomav, nechrasin, v'holei chariri. Himself and his children. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Achrayimos lists off all different types of kares. Rachmana litzlan. Three or four different types of kares, but Rashi is referring to one, that the kares here is a double one affecting a person and their children. Rachmana litzlan. Third answer, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Omar Kra, a third answer to how we know. This is not Truma versus Kachim, it's going back to the original question. How do we know that Truma Temeya, when you burn it, it's mutter to get benefit from? So we had Rav Nachman, and we had Rabbi Avahu, and now we have a third answer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Amar Kra Titein Lo. You have to give Truma to him, to the Kohen. Lo Vilo Laoro. To him, and not for his fire. Meaning, you're not allowed to give Truma Temeya if you have Truma Tahora. The Torah says, give, so he could use it, not just that he could put it into his fire. But what do you see from there? That he could put it into his fire if that's what you gave, or if that's the only thing you have. Michlal de Bas Orahu. So we see from there that it is a Bas Orah. Interesting, the Lashon of Titain is used by Truma, and one of them here, one of the halachas that we learned from the word Titain is you have to give him something chashiv. You have to give him something that he could use not only to put into his fire. There's another shita that we've mentioned in the past, and that's the shita of the Tosfos Rid. Not here, the Tosfos Rid in Maseches Kiddushin, and we have to be cognizant of when we live. The Noda B'Yehuda, 150 years ago, quoted this amazing chiddush. He said, nobody's ever said this before in their life. This is an amazing chiddush, so I'm going to let you in on the secret. So he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. We, Baruch Hashem, are Zocha to have a Tosfos Rid, and Tosfos Rid says exactly, word for word, exactly what the Noda B'Yehuda said a couple hundred years afterwards. And that is, it says the word titain, nesina. It has the verb nesina by the mitzvah of giving truma to kohanim. So what do we learn from there? That even though Shmuel says, I think we had it earlier before, even though Shmuel says, how much truma do you have to give daraisa? How much meiser do you have to give? A tenth, by definition. How much truma? Chita achas poteres esakri. A little bit. On a daraisa level, just give one kernel, and then your field is not tevel anymore. That's it, it's fine, you could eat the whole field, it's misukan. On a drabanan level, 140th, 150th, 160th, but on a daraisa level, chita achas poteres esakri. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, says the Tosfos Rid, you're right, chita achas poteres esakri, but the Gemara doesn't say, chita achas mekaye mitzvahs nesinas truma. If you give a tiny little bit, you didn't do any mitzvahs asei daraisa. That's not called a nesina. A nesina is a davar chashuv, you have to give something chashuv. Right, that's not called a nesina. If I want to give a gift to somebody, it's got to be something significant. So that's the lashon of titain. Many halachas of truma are learned out from that verb titain. You have to give him something significant that he could use it, not just to throw into his fire, and also that he can partake of it. Is not something tiny. It says right. The Tosfos Rid says this in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches. Avomiyu avagapisha mitzvaso b'kach im ena rotsa lakaye mitzvah zuva tarm chita achas nitkan hakri v'yatsam itay tivlo ela shalokiye mitzvas nesina. So you don't get the mitzvah. You saved your field, but if you really want to do the mitzvah, we have to give something significant. Okay. We continue. Yeah.
Did you say that Meiser is a
shear of the Araisa? Meiser is one tenth of what's left. Meiser Rishon, by definition. It's Meiser, from the word Eser. And Trumas Meiser is Meiser Rishon. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Yishmael Omer v'chulu. Okay, now we get into hardcore halakas neir Shabbos sugyas. Rabbi Yishmael said in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf that one is not allowed to use itron because it's a foul-smelling substance. You can't use it. So the question is, okay, so it's foul-smelling. So still, why can't I use it? Says the Gemara, my time, why can't I use it? Amar Rava mitoch sherecho ra, because it smells bad. Gezeira sheme yanichena v'yetze. Maybe you're going to leave. You're going to be eating Suda Shabbos. It's going to stink. You're going to leave. And obviously, Rava thinks that's a bad, you're not allowed to do that. Rava thinks that's a problem if I have to leave my Shabbos candles. Amar le abaya v'yetze. Okay, fine, leave. What's the big deal? So you'll go eat somewhere else. Omar le, shiny omer, halakas ner b'Shabbos chova. Rava says, no. Halakas ner on Shabbos is a chova. What does that mean? You got to do tosis to understand what's going on here. Second tosis. It's a chova b'makam su'uda. Second tosis. Pirsh b'makam su'uda. To chova hisha yisur b'makam aner mishum oneg. Says Tosfos, you have to have your candles where you eat. That's what it means, chova here. And that's why the Achronim, the Karban Nisanal, right here on the Rush says, let's say somebody's eating out on a Friday night. You have to make sure that you get some type of benefit from the candles. The candles have to be in the place where you're going to get benefit from. Right? Not for now, but sometimes in hotels or other places, they have like the Halakas Neira section, like somewhere like, oh, in the room down the hall, in the second room on the left. And then you eat. Could be a bracha levatala. If I'm nobody's getting benefits, so Baruch Hashem, most places have them like as you walk into the dining room or somewhere close by. If somebody's in that situation, so then what one has to do is to make sure to have kavana, to put the light on in your hotel room and have kavana that's part, one of the most poskim, that's part of your halakas neir Shabbos. Right, right before, it could even be the bathroom light. You mean the bathroom light, just flick on the light and then go straight down and light the candles, but have kavana that light in the hallway or in the bathroom is part of it, or else, because if it's somewhere where I'm not going to get kavana by it, that could be a serious issue. So that's based on this tosfos and this Gemara.
I agree with what you just said, because there's a mitzvah of kibbutz, hadlokas neiris has two parts.
Right.
Einik Shabbos and Kovet Shabbos.
Right.
Rashi, by the way, doesn't say Einik. Rashi says Kovet Shabbos.
Right, the Rambam says Mefurish both.
Yeah, but so if you light the Kovet Shabbos, you are Mekayim and Mitzvah.
Right.
Even though you have no Einik
Pamit. I'm saying, but
and you can even make
but Chazal said it's only Kovet. Okay, I'm saying, but
Some people that say even an Iver, a blind person.
But that's because there's Einik for others.
Yeah. No, even if it's not an Einik
Okay, well,
of
hopefully...
It is Kovet Shabbos.
I'm saying, but...
It's Kovet Shabbos. We had before, Tosfos will quote it for a different purpose,
right,
that you have to light the Halakas Shabbos, Samech LeShabbos. Why not earlier in the day?
Right, after Plaga Mincha.
Kovet Shabbos.
Say Kovet... In Achinami, but it could be that Kovet Shabbos is lighting it in a place... But if I light it for Shabbos in a place where I'm not going to get benefit, that might be not Kovet Shabbos. I'm going to light it over there. So let's...
Okay,
so you're right. The Vilna Gaon on Hilchos Yontif says Kovet is before and Oneg is on. But if I do something on Erev Shabbos, that's to be Mechabit Shabbos. But let's say I take a shower on Kovet Shabbos, and then I play basketball before Shabbos, I get sweated up. Then it's not Kovet anymore because it was ruined. So if I light, it could be, again, Echinami. There are elements of Kovet, even without getting benefit. But if you look in the Shmir Shabbos says, one has to be extremely careful to get benefit from the candles. Let's say somebody's lighting in their own house, and then they're eating somewhere else Friday night. If I light and don't look at the candles, the Shmir Shabbos discusses that it could be a very serious chash of a bracha levatala if I don't get any benefit. I should have to get some benefit. The benefit could be ambiance. The benefit could be light. The benefit could be all different elements. But one has to get some type of a benefit on Shabbos. But anyway, says the Gemara Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Interesting, related to your case, the Beis Halevi suggests that maybe goof of the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether Halakas Neiris is purely covered or also Oneg. Abaye doesn't care if you leave. Doesn't care if you leave. You were there a little bit, and then you could leave. So maybe it's purely Kovet Shabbos, which is something that you do before Shabbos. Well, we passing like Rava, who says that you have to be very careful. It's Oneg, and therefore we wouldn't use Itron because we don't want the person to leave. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll see Tosfos. Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda, va'amrila Amar Rav Nachman bar Rava, Amar Rav Halakas Ner b'Shabbos Chova. Halakas Ner b'Shabbos is a Chova. Rechitzas Yadayim v'Raglayim b'Chamin Arvis Rishus. getting ready for Shabbos, washing, taking a shower in hot water before the night is a reshus, meaning it's not as obligatory. Vani omer mitzvah, but I think it's a mitzvah, it's a good idea. And obviously, it's what we pass on the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that one should shower not on Erev Shabbos, not just because one is hot and sweaty, but because it is a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah notes that one has to be careful on the short Shabbosim not to go too late. Not to go too late into Friday night and come to any chashos. We have to make sure that we're ready early enough so that we are ready for the Shabbos Malka. You know, if we have a, Rav Pinkus likes to write a number of places, if you have an important meeting, very important meeting you're going to go to, do we ever like, okay, we get there like 30 seconds before the meeting, like sweating. And if you have a very important meeting, you get there half an hour before, you make sure you take the earlier train. For some reason, on Shabbos, we have a very important meeting with a Shabbos Malkasa. No matter when Shabbos is on Friday, it could be at 4:30, it could be at 7:30. It doesn't matter. The last few hours before Shabbos is always crazy. How can we be ready at 4:30 and then at 7:30? The same thing. The same thing. We're rushing. I think Rav Pinkus says it goes back to the first era of Shabbos. First era of Shabbos was pretty good. The Marishon got thrown out of Gan Eden. It's a whole Maisa. So every era of Shabbos, it's in the Bria. It's in the Bria. Era of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is going to be like that. There's not much that we can do about it. We could try. We could try. I think maybe when the youngest child is of a certain age, then you have a better chance. But until then, we have to try. But sometimes you can just take nechama, that it's Adam and Chava. You know, got thrown out of Gan Eden at this time. It was a busy day. Okay, we continue. So my mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah? To Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kachayim in Hago, Shal Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, Erev Shabbos. This was his minog. Mevian lo areva molei achamin, Verochez pan of yada veraglav, used to wash his face, hands, and feet. Umisate fiyoshe besadidin hamitsuyatsim, v'domo lo malach Hashem tzavakos. He used to garb himself with his talis and sit there and looking like a malach and waiting for the Shabbos Malkasa. Even before we continue the Brisa, I'd just like to go back for a minute. Let's stop there for a minute and go to Tosfos. Tosfos here has a very important discussion. Two machlokas rishonims in Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos quotes, fourth line of Tosfos Chova. V'yesherotzim lomar de'ein levarech ahad lakas ner. Machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim say there's no bracha on Alakas near Shabbos Chanukah. There's no bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam says it's a mistake. Rabbeinu Tam says, of course there's a bracha. Right, what, chova instead of mitzvah? Rabbeinu Tam says, of course there's a bracha. Machlokas number one. Machlokas number two, later on in Tosfos, is a machlokas between Rav Amram Gon and also Rabbeinu Tam. What happens if you have candles lit from Friday? In those days, they didn't have lights. They used candles. Let's see, there are candles lit that I lit Friday morning to have light in my house. Can I just use those for Shabbos? Do I have to extinguish them and then relight them l'shem Shabbos? Another machlokas rishonim. The Seder of Amram, fifth to last line of Tosfos. Yesh ha-malik ner Shabbos b'varach ha-shek ha-shonu v'onir l'rbeinu tam tim haya ha-ner mudlak v'omeid shetzarech l'chabos v'lach zo l'adlik. Okay, I'm saying the Mordechai, you're right, he doesn't quote it. The Mordechai here quotes the other Shitas. Okay, that's related, correct. That's related to the earlier issue. That's related to the earlier issue. That's related. Thank you for correcting my misspeech. Thank you. Can't get away with anything. Shemaya Haner Mudlak V'Omeid. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. If you would only have email, just feel free to let me know. Rabbeinu Tam says if it's mudlak va'omeid, so then one would have to extinguish it and then relight it. But the Mordechai discusses here in Reish Tzadik Daled, maybe that's not true according to all Rishonim. So there are many machlokos about different issues related to halakas neiros. The Beis HaLevi, mentioned the Beis HaLevi in the Shuvah, discusses kavod versus oneg. How much is halakas neiros Shabbos l'shem the mitzvah of kavod, lighting before, or to enjoy it on? And we seem to try to be machmir for both. The Rambam quotes Kavod and Oneg. The first of the Rambam. The Rambam says, I think I have the Lashon here. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shabbos, in Perek Hay, V'lokech Shem Namalek Asaner Shezer Bechlal Oneg Shabbos. V'chayev Levarek Kodim Havlaka V'chul L'kederech Shem Levarek Halkal Mitzvos V'mitzvos. So he says Oneg. And then the Rambam also says in Perek Lamed that it is, I can't find the Lashon now, So he quotes both Kavod and Onik. So Shabbos candles is something that we do beforehand, but it continues on. Just one thought of the postkin. I'll take your question in a second. One thought of the postkin, and then I'll take, what do we have, till 8 o'clock? We have till 8? The postkin discussed, the Shmir Shabbos quotes three different suggestions. He says, if part of the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah, as we know, is to create light in the house, and it's to get enjoyment of it, so how is it that in a time when there is electricity and you light candles, doesn't really add so much light. So how are we yotze the mitzvah if most people just the candle, the lights are on, and we light candles, we make a bracha, we yotze a good Shabbos. So how does that work? So the Shmir Shabbos has three ideas. He says, first of all, what one might want to do is turn off the light, light the candles, and then turn the light back on. So that, and have somebody else turn the light back on because she was ready and was Mekabel Shabbos. That's one suggestion. Not everybody likes that suggestion because when you put the light on, so it's like you're making the candles worthless anyway afterwards. So the other suggestion he gives is that maybe right before a woman lights, she herself should turn the lights off and then on. So the lights itself are part of the mitzvah, and then she'll light the candles. That's a second suggestion. But Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnotes there says, and what about most people who don't do either of these? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even though originally, you need Rav Shlomo Zalman to say this, even though originally Halakha Zeirah Shabbos was to bring light, and so Shalom Bayis, and nobody knocks themselves over, Bizman Azeh Halakha Zeirah Shabbos have to do more with ambiance than to do with light. You know it's Shabbos when you see the candles. That's the sign of Shabbos. You see the Shabbos candles there. And that itself is oneg. So even though there's no oneg of light, this oneg of just having it, you go into a fancy restaurant, there are candles there. Because it creates an ambiance. So Shabbos candles as well, they're on the table, they create an ambiance, and that's enough for the bracha, that's the oneg that's given. That's what Shlomo Zalman's chiddush in Shmir Shabbos. Yeah, quickly, we've got to go. Yeah. In a chinami, you have to see exactly. You have to see whether the all the shitos that the nafkaminas that play kovet versus oneg would fit into their shitos. But in a chinami, Rashi emphasizes kovet here and Tosas says oneg. I'd rather say it's not so much a machlokas, but we have both elements. But okay. So maybe you'll go out with your wife. Okay, let's just continue quickly. Still in the brisa, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi got together and he was ready for Shabbos. Talmidav mechavin mimenu kanfik susan. His talmidim would used to cover their own corners of their begadim because they wouldn't be wearing tzitzis or they weren't wearing tzitzis that he wanted. Amalam bini lo kachshon isi lochem. Why are you covering the corners of your tzitzis? Didn't I already tell you they were wearing linen begadim? And either they weren't wearing tzitzis at all, according to Rashi, or they weren't wearing woolen tzitzis, according to Tosfos. Either way, he says, didn't I tell you? Sadin b'tzitzis beishamai potun. Beishamai says you don't put tzitzis on a linen beged, because tzitzis have to be made out of wool, and that would be shatnez. And Rashi explains, beishamai does not hold of the ase docha los ase principle when it comes to shatnez and tzitzis. But beishilel machayiv, and beishilel machayiv, halacha k'divrei beishilel. So why aren't you wearing? He asked his talmidim. The inhu savri gzeira mishum ksus laila. They said, you're right, Asi Docholosa said, but we might be wearing it at night also. And at night there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, we're worried that we might come to wear it then too. Let's just 2 more minutes, let's just finish. Again, there's a lot more about tzitzis, but not for now. Vatiznach mishalom nafshi nashisi tova. Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, in Eicha, that he dreams about what used to be. Vatiznach mishalom, the peace has left my soul. Nashisi tova, I've forgotten good. My vatiznach mishalom nafshi, Amar Rabbi Yevo, zu halakas ner b'shabbos. That's what he dreams of. The halakas ner on Shabbos. That's a symbol for him. Nashisi tova, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, zu beis hamerchatz. Used to wash himself. Zu rechitzes yadayim v'raglayim b'chamen on Erev Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Nafka Amar zu mita noe v'kelim noim she'aleha. No, the beautiful bed and the kelim that are set up. Rav Abba Amar zu mita mutzas v'isha mukushetes l'tamidei chachamim. I remember the bed, my wife, all beautiful for Shabbos. That's what he dreams of. That's what he yearns of. Just so we'll end with one point, and we'll continue. Ezer Hashem, I hope sometime today to get the next daf up. I know it's not up because every Monday was Shabbos last cycle. So I hope sometime before my flight tonight, I'll get it up. We'll see. Ezer Hashem, b'li neder. Anyway, but this Gemara about mita mutzas and kelim na'im, it reminds us a little bit of the Gemara we're going to have later on in a couple of months. The Gemara later on discusses that every Friday night, two malachim accompany each Jew home from shul, and if they see mita mutzas and shulchan, they see the table set, they see the mita set up, so then there's a good malach, a malach tov, and a malach ra. So the malach tov says, oh, it should be like this next week. And the malach ra is forced to say, amen. And if he gets home from shul and the table is not set and nothing's ready, the Malach Ra says, oh, it should be like this next week. And the Malach Tov is forced to say Amen. So based on that Gemara, that's the source for Shalom Aleichem. Because the Malachim come in and we say Shalom Aleichem, Boachem L'Shalom. I think I mentioned it in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago. Isn't it interesting that we say Tzeischem L'Shalom? Why do we want them to leave? What do we want them to leave for? They just got here. So Rav Chaim Yivalajin took out Barchuni L'Shalom. He thought, you know how to dive into Malachim. Okay, but the minhag is to say Barchuni L'Shalom. So what about Tzeischem L'Shalom? So the minhag is to say the Birkei Yosef.
They don't want the angels to watch us eat.
Okay, but this week's parsha, the angels were coming in to eat. They had no problem with the eating this week, right? In Vayera, they had no problem with eating. But says the Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch and Shari Tshuva quotes that you should say it. But what's the message? So Rav Avram Shor writes in Vayigash. He writes that maybe the point is because the Malachim join us in, but now we're at the Shabbos table. But now we say to the Malachim, now it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shabbos meal is so intense. It's so special. Even the Malachim can be like Yosef says to everybody else, go out of the room when I reveal myself to my brothers. So say Sal Hashem, we love you, Malachim, but you know, not for now. Now it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by Hashem, we shall be zochet to such an experience every Shabbos in order to have that experience of Shabbos. By Hashem, we should share more Torah in person, not in person, online. Amen.